This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Lori Vallow Daybell. Oh, the fun don't stop. You remember her, right? She's the one who dubbed her kids zombies, and they were dark, and her ex-husband died, and then her new husband Chad's wife, former wife, dies. Her two kids die. They go off to Hawaii for a romantic vacation while Dateline stalks them down. eventually found guilty of murder of a lot of people. She's still got one more trial left in Arizona, which as of right now is not happening. It's been vacated pending a mental health exam.
She's not going to pass that.
I know she passed her other two when she clearly shouldn't have. I'm thinking the bar's not that high. It's going to be fascinating. But if she does go back to court, now she wants to represent herself, is what she's saying. It's part of the reason she's going for the mental health exam, too.
Yeah, she should talk to Sarah Boone about, you know, finding an attorney.
Yeah, there's a nice little, I have Sarah Boone's poster right over here. Could lend it to her. Just change the name and the inmate number and sure, you'll get somebody great. The charges in Arizona related to the death of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and the attempted murder of her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreaux. According to the court documents, Vallow Daybell filed her request to waive her right to legal counsel on October 16th, followed by a motion from her public defender on October 21st to withdraw from her case. Where the judge has postponed making a final decision on DeVallow's request until she completes a competency evaluation under Arizona Rule 11 process, which will determine her mental fitness to represent herself in court. Wouldn't this be fucking awesome if she she passes and then she literally does her own defense up on the stand? She'd probably preach the whole time. Wow.
I have a feeling it would just become a public spectacle.
Oh, of course it would. Of course it would. You put that shit on pay-per-view. It's like, fuck it. Like, we're not going to just do this for free. We're doing pay-per-view. You'd make millions of dollars. This isn't Vallow Daybell's first encounter with a mental health evaluation. In February 23, a psychiatric assessment revealed that she suffers from a delusional disorder strongly associated with hyper-religiosity and has an unspecified personality disorder with narcissistic features. The diagnosis followed nearly 9 months spent in the Idaho State Mental Hospital to restore her competency before her Idaho murder trial, where she was ultimately deemed mentally fit to stand trial. Her case's frequent delays and unusual twists, of course, have kept it in the national spotlight. During the Idaho trial, where she was convicted of murdering her two youngest children, Tylee Ryan and Joshua J.J. Vallow, along with Tammy Daybell, the former wife of her fifth husband, Chad Daybell. Prosecutors presented evidence of the couple's extreme religious beliefs. Testimonies highlighted that their shared ideology of light and dark souls, in which they allegedly believe certain individuals could be dark souls possessed by malevolent entities and referred to as zombies. Prosecutors argued that these beliefs fueled the pair's actions, asserting that Valo Daybell and Chad Daybell killed to remove, quote, dark souls from their lives, paving the way for their future together. Chad Daybell.
Isn't that called just unfriending people? I mean,
they really unfriended people. Chad Daybell, the self-published author of apocalyptic fiction, because it's a thing, is currently on death row following his conviction for the same murders in June. Their intertwined beliefs and relationship reportedly began as an affair, while both were in an active doomsday cult that held apocalyptic and religious views. Their prosecution in Idaho argued that Valo Daybell and Daybell used these beliefs to justify their heinous acts, leading to, of course, the intense media frenzy around the two. Further adding to the intrigue, there's this fascinating phone call between Lori Valo and her oldest son, Colby Ryan. It's on YouTube on his channel. Just look up Colby Ryan and Daybell. It's a long conversation. It shows her denying responsibility for her children's death. In the call, Valo claimed that her daughter, this is the craziest thing, Tylee, accidentally killed JJ and then took her own life. Yeah.
Great.
What if Tylee was holding JJ down and trying to get him not to scream and be loud in an apartment? What if she held him down too long and realized afterwards that she had what she had done, she told Ryan, who responded with shock at his mother's assertions. Valo also claimed to have run out of the apartment upon finding her children dead, suggesting that someone else disposed of their bodies. Quote, I wasn't aware what happened to them after I left the scene, she added. Their spirits were gone from their bodies. They were already in heaven. The initial trial was for February of 25. You can now plan a vacation there in case you want to, because it's not happening. It now hinges on Valo Daybell's upcoming mental health evaluation to determine whether or not this goes forward, whether or not she can represent herself in court. I'm saying this is one where I'd like to bribe the mental health evaluator, just going, let her pass. there's something in it for you.
I want to see this.
And maybe people are like, that's horrible. It's inhumane. You're right. But she did a lot of inhumane shit to a lot of other people. So I don't feel one fucking bit guilty about saying that I'd want to watch this. It's, you know, the perfect me would be like, I hope she's just being taken care of in the mental hospital. But the darker side, the more vengeful side, wants to watch this trial.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if they would actually have it viewable by the public. I mean, the rest of her stuff has been. I wonder if they would allow that this time.
Well, hers wasn't viewable by the public last time. It was audio only, if you remember.
And I barely remember. Yeah, it was audio, wasn't it? It
was audio only. But I mean, if you're going to represent yourself, fuck. I would hope that it is. I mean, if not, fuck, I'd be willing to travel for that one and go watch it myself. That would be a vacation.
It would be something, wouldn't it?
it would definitely be something. That would be very interesting. You know, and the thing is, I don't know. I don't think I'm wishing ill on anybody. It's like, this is her choice. If she wants to do this, then do it. You committed these crimes. You want to represent yourself? Go represent yourself. Let's watch this.
Why does she want to represent herself?
She's nuts. That's
why. See, I'm not nuts, so I'm trying to come up with a rational reason for it, and I guess I can't.
Because she thinks no one, I'm sure she feels no one understands her. I'm guessing, like, you know, when she has her attorneys in there, and she's spouting off about, you know, the kids working at, you know, the Costco in heaven, that they're like, okay. But I'm sure she's getting the vibe that she thinks that they think she's crazy. But she believes she's not. So she thinks she's the only one who can accurately defend herself and be able to verbalize what she's going through and what actually happened better than any attorney could.
I bet you're right. And that's really frightening.
Yeah, it's part of the disorder.
I mean, she really believes that she is a very important person.
Ted Bundy, I think, thought he wasn't a killer, too.
Yeah.
And he 100%. Represented himself. And I think, and the thing is, she would be up there telling you what she believes. I don't think she's lying. I think she would be telling you what she believes. It may not be true, but in her mind, I don't think it's a lie. I think it's really what she believes as reality.
Well, and keep in mind, I mean, she honestly, like, I think you're the one who even said this to me. She truly believes what she's saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you threw a lie detector test on her, she'd pass.
She would.
She truly believes that this is a universe where there are dark souls. And a part of me, when I was hearing her story, I'm like, yeah, I've met some dark souls in my life. I get it.
Yeah.
But I never thought of it the way she did. I mean, it's twisted.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is so far gone. I'm surprised she's not medicated and locked up in a hospital.
Well,
like permanently.
Yeah. I mean, that she could end up there. I mean, if the evaluation shows that she is not competent, that's where she's going. There will be no trial. She will go there indefinitely until she's deemed fit for trial, in which she may never be.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That's where it all could end up pretty quick.
What an interesting family dynamic, you know?
Well, we now know that if this does go to trial again, it's going to be a very different trial because she's now this is evidence. That phone call is now evidence in the future of her saying what happened with those kids.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. That was something that did not exist during the last trial.
Jeez. Oh, I'd hate to have the last name Vallow right now.
Yeah, or Daybell. Those two, not exactly high on the list for anybody. But there you go. We'll keep following this. And as soon as we know something back from that competency exam, which I would guess we're probably going to hear about that in the next weeks, probably within the next month, I would say. So probably won't be long before we find out the next steps for Lori Vallow Daybell.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.